For Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson visiting with Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon wrestling coach Tony Johnson. As Tony, five of your guys getting set to compete in the state tournaments at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, we've had a pretty good year, and it was nice ending the regular season with five guys moving on. So,
in Class 2A, Shea Ruffridge at 106 pounds, Joe Minkler at 120, Connor Schoening at 152, Danny Summerlot at 182, and Spencer Trinari at 285, all state tournament bound. And go back to your district at Sheldon, kind of give us a Reader's Digest version of that, if you would. Second most team points you had that day, and as mentioned, five of your guys finishing either first or second.
Well, Shea started the day out with a win and dominating win, and Joe Minkler then came out and he wrestled a good match. Schoening came out. Our first round, we looked pretty good. We had one kid that didn't make, and that was Clayton Reese, and he, at 138, he even wrestled a good match against a really good kid. So, we came out looking really good, and then second round, we came through, and Shea ended up dominating this kid again. Joe ended up wrestling an excellent match against the Sergeant Bluff kid, Sims. That's the third time we've wrestled him, and we wrestled into a couple-point match, so that was nice. And then Schoening had a tough battle at 52 there, but he came out on the short end there, but still looked good. Summerlot was just commanding in his match, and Trinari with the big upset win over the ranked kid at heavyweight. So it was a great day.
Yeah, high hopes for all, but to have two of your guys, speaking of Shea and Danny, going into state undefeated on the season, how cool is that?
Wow, undefeated on the season going in isn't as cool as undefeated on the season coming out, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, and maybe you can give a plug to some of your other guys who have worked hard and done good things for you all year long.
All in all, we had a pretty solid team this year. We started out our lineup with either Ruffridge or Jacob Milkey, who was an undersized 6-pounder that was jumping up to 13 for us, and Daniel made it through the districts there. So, I mean, he had a pretty good season coming off. He was injured the first half of the year. And then Minkler at 20 was solid. We had Aldo Ayala at 126. He fell short, got third at sectionals. What I think in our area was one of the tougher weight classes was 132, and Clayton Reese's little brother, freshman Tyler, wrestled there. And, man, he ended up about 500 wrestler on the year at a really, really tough kids around here that he kept wrestling all the time. So he ended up wrestling good at sectionals and just kind of threw the line all the way up. We had solid kids all through the lineup. It was really nice.
So second place you finished at in sectionals, which got you into the team regionals, and as said, second in districts. I know you finished first in the Twin Lakes meet in Manson a few weeks ago. I was going to ask, any highlights throughout the year that you want to point out?
Oh, golly. It kind of hurt us the second half of the season. We lost our 220-pounder, but you know, we still were able to come out with wins, places, and at conference, Schoening ended up beating the Sioux Rapids kid at 145, who was going down to state and had been ranked all year, that Gunderson kid. Yeah. And that was a great match for him. That was kind of his turning point. He started kind of coming on. But really, we've just had a solid year all around, I think. It's been nice.
Some words there from PacLM Wrestling coach Tony Johnson. Tony, thanks a lot for the comments, and best of luck to the five guys this week in Des Moines.
Thank you very much.